here to share with you the Torah on this day, Tanis Esther, Erev Purim. Thank you very much, Tanis.
You are the first one to hear what I'm going to say. My plan is to say the same sicha in the yeshiva very soon, at approximately 1:15. So I'm practicing with you. I would like to take the story of Esther and the Midrashim of Chazal to a very specific point, to a point of Emune. And I would like to start with the story of the Akedah. Akedat Yitzchak. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, he should take his son to a certain place. He doesn't tell him what place should he take him. And then he says to him, Ve'aleu le'ola. It's not simple. That's a sort of nisayon. And the pasuk says, "Achar advarim ha'ele v'ha'elokim nisa et Avraham." That's a sort of nisayon. Now, every one of us, in a time of nisayon, needs some support, some help, any support of Yad Hashem that will appear there and will encourage me to do that and that, to do something, and will give me the power to do what I have to do and to prove myself in this nisayon. So I am looking for a certain help. But the pasuk says, "Bayom ha-shlishi vayar et ha-makom merachok." And Chazal are saying, are quoting another pasuk from the Novi, and the pasuk says, it is connected to the word merachok, from a distance, and the pasuk says, merachok Hashem nir'ali. Hashem reveals himself to me merachok, as opposed to mikarov. So at that point, when I need Hashem very close to me, Mikarov, he's not there. Bayom ha-shlishi vayar et ha-makom merachok. We can say even more than that. 3 days ago, Avraham Avinu got the tzivui to take his son, ve'aleu le'ola, l'achad ha'arim asher omar elecha, and to bring him as a kom. And since then, 3 days, he goes, no hint, no dibul, nothing. Nobody talks to him. Was it? Did he tell me that? Maybe it was just a dream. Maybe it was just imagination. Who knows what was it? Maybe. Doubts. Yetzer hara. doubts, Sofik. Now those who say that Sofik is the same gematria of Amalek. Doubts. Did he tell me that? I don't know. 3 days I'm going, nobody talks to me. Nobody gives me a hint. Bayom HaShlishi Vayar Et HaMakom Merachok. How did he know? He saw a cloud on the mountain. And then he knew that this is the place. So he went there. Couldn't he tell me, well, Avraham Avinu is right here, in front of your eyes. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Just give me any sort of connection with you. It will give me the power to do what I have to do and to prove myself in this Messiah. I need support. But there is no support. At this specific point, when I need this support, it's not there. It's far from a distance. I see Hashem, not nearby. And the meaning is that I don't feel that He supports me right now when I need His support and that Nisoyim. It's a real problem. And the Sfasemis brings the Zohar that says that Bayom HaShlishi refers to the third generation of Avraham Avinu. That always when Avraham Avinu was in a hard time, he had many other nisyones, every time he looked at his third generation and he took power from it, and he said, you know, if he's going to come, Yaakov Avinu, so all my work is worth. It's good to do all this and to go through all this because I know Yaakov Avinu is going to come. But Bayom HaShlishi Vayar Et HaMakom Merachok, he knows that he is going to bring his son as a korban, Yitzchok Avinu, and if there will be no Yitzchok Avinu, there will be no Yaakov Avinu. So the third generation is now very, very far away. He is not able to take power from that third generation. He wants to take any power from the future, but he's not able to. He doesn't see it even. I'll tell you a story. It was one of the weddings when we had in the yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva and myself, we were standing at the side and watching the boys dancing. It was very Freilich. And the feeling was so high. From the side, I see a person that goes towards our direction. While he's going, I see that he is opening his sleeve and he starts to pull it up. And I understood already what he's going to do. He's looking for the number on his arm. When he came to us, he pointed on his arm and he said, listen, I was there. And I can tell you that if we would have known that it will come one day that young boys in Eretz Yisrael will dance in a wedding in a such a emotional high feeling, if we would have known that, then half of us would survive. We would hold it by this hope by this power of generations to come. But then, when we were there, we did not believe. We didn't think even that a day will come and we will see such a thing. If we would have known that we will see such a thing, we would have the power to went through. But it didn't. We didn't see it. It was so from a distance. וירא את המקום מרחוק. It was from a distance. You don't see any future. You don't see anything. You don't have any point in the future that you are able to take power from that point. So ביום השלישי, the third generation was now in a distance, מרחוק. And the Sosana says that this is exactly the idea of Nisoyen. Nisoyen, we don't have any Nisoyen deluxe. We don't have any Nisoyen, a luxury Nisoyen. No. There is no such a thing. Once it is a Nisoyen, so the situation is that you don't have any external power that comes to you. No, nobody supports you from the outside. You by your own, you by yourself, very lonely. And it reminds us Rav Soloveitchik, I don't know how you call it in English, but it's Isha Emunah Abodet. Okay. So he uses the word lonely. Lonely. That's exactly from a distance. You are just you by your own and nothing else. Nothing supports you. Not a hint, nothing. Not even a smile. Nobody stands behind you and says, do it, do it. No, nobody is there. That's exactly the idea of Nisoyen. And then, what happened then? What happened then, that you have to find the power or to create the power from your own personality, from your own personality. It's right there, inside of your personality. But you have to create it right now. And that's exactly the goal. At that point, when nothing supports you, just you by your own, you and your relations with Hashem. So if it's not there, outside, it should be here inside, in myself. And there are many people dealing with questions of Emunah. Most of the questions are because of the theme of Sachar ve'Onesh. And the main question is Tzadik v'ra lo, Rasha v'tov lo. That's the main question. Why? Why? That's the main question. We are trying to get a sort of support from the idea of Sachar and Onesh. We would like to see Hashem by the fact that once we are doing a good thing, Hashem will give us Sachar. And once somebody is doing a bad thing, Hashem is punishing him. But the problem of Nisoyen is, once you don't see that, once Hashem does not act as you would like him to act, and then you have questions. Nobody supports you. You are not getting even a hint from the outside. It was so good if I would have done something good and Hashem would have appeared and would say, "Ah, you are a great guy. I love you." But he doesn't do that. He doesn't do so. And when somebody else is doing a bad thing, he does not appear and punishing him in front of my eyes. We are praying for it. We are crying for it. Just show us. Please, we would like to see it. He's not there. And that's the great Nisoya. And then we need to create a new sort of emunah. Emunah that is not dependent by the idea of schar ve'onesh and by the fact that Hashem appears and shows Himself, His face, to our eyes by the idea of schar and onesh. We have to create another sort of relations with Hashem. A very deep feeling of feeling close to Hashem without any hint, because of Hashem that is there inside, not there outside, but here inside. Don't look there. Don't try to get any proofs from the outside. Just go into your personality, into your feelings, into your prayer, and just try to find Him there. And there were those, it's very sad, but there were those that based their faith upon the idea of justice, that they decided that Hashem should act at that point like this, and in another case He should act in another way. And when Hashem did not act as they thought He should act, they left. They left because they based their emunah on external proofs. We are talking about basing emunah on ourselves. Emunah is something very personal, is something very deep in our soul. That's our own feeling. And even if He is not there outside, He should be here inside. A very deep dialogue is there inside. For Avraham Avinu, this was the Nisoyan. When he goes and he has so many questions, and the main question is so simple: why? Why? Why do you do that to me? That's the main question. He doesn't get any answer until the end of the story. He does not get any answer. For what? But through this Nisoyan, Avraham Avinu creates a new type of emunah. Not an emunah that is based on the fact that Hashem is good with him and He supports him and He goes with him the whole way. No. Merachok, from a distance, that's it. He feels that Hashem is so far from a distance, and now he needs to find Hashem inside his personality. Before I'll go to Megillat Esther and to use this idea in the story of Megillat Esther, I would like just to say something general in terms of learning emunah. There are many shiurim about emunah, seminars about emunah, that are based on the challenge to give an answer. To give an answer. What I'm trying to claim here is that we have to change the attitude. We have to change the point of view. We have to understand that emunah is not just asking questions and having answers. Emuna is a sort of experience, a very individual experience that every one of us has here inside in his personality. And sometimes Hashem, by a meaning, he takes all the answers to the side and he says to us, you know what, you don't have any other answer. Here you are. Come on, go ahead. What do you do now? At that point when you don't have any answer, what do you do now? Where to do you go with your personality, with your feelings, in terms of Emuna? At that point, you, human being, a Jew, you create, you come to a certain point in your personality that you have a new way of Emuna. That Emuna is not an Emuna of questions and answers. It's not an Emuna of information. You have just like you have like 500 questions and we will bring here like 10 experts and everyone will be an expert in another issue of questions and he will give all the answers and you will have all the answers written on one sheet or two. You will hold it in your pocket and if somebody will ask you, are you ma'amin be'emuna shlema? You will say yes. He will ask you why. You will take out the two sheets from your pocket. You will say, here it is. That's my emune. Is your emune a piece of paper? Is your emune a collection of 500 questions and answers? What I'm trying to claim is that at a certain point of our life, we have to go a little bit further. And usually it comes at that point when there are no answers anymore. It pushes us to a new way of Emuna, a very individual, internal feeling. Emuna, that's an experience. And we have the same situation in Megillat Esther. The pasuk says, "Vayehi bayom hashlishi." Do you remember the expression "bayom hashlishi"? ביום השלישי וירא את המקום מרחוק ויהי ביום השלישי ותלבש אסתר מלכות. The Gemara asks, it should say ותלבש אסתר בגדי מלכות. What does it mean ותלבש אסתר מלכות? מלכות is kingdom. She dressed herself with kingdom. What does it mean? Dresses of a queen. Yeah, that's okay. But what does it mean? Batilbash Esther Malchut. And the answer is Shelevashta Ruach HaKodesh. When she says, at the third day, she says to Mordechai, V'tzumu alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshet yamim. Gam ani v'naarotai atzumken. All these are preparations. Preparations for going to Achashverosh. And at the third day, ביום השלישי, ותלבש אסתר מלכות. It means רוח הקודש. She feels now that there is a sort of like a mission. Somebody there is saying to her, okay, it's now the time. She is with מלכות. She is very powerful. She feels she is able to do it. And she goes. ותעמוד בחצר בית המלך הפנימית נוכח בית המלך. חזל are saying on these words, ותעמוד בחצר בית המלך הפנימית Amar Rab Levi, Kevan Shehigia LeBeit HaTzlamim Nistalka Emena Shechina. When she was walking towards Achashverosh, she went through a certain place where all his Avodah Zarah was standing there. And when she went through, she feels all of a sudden that he is not there anymore. It's something like she had the power, she had the mission, she's going, she's feeling very filled with the mission, and suddenly what happens? The same system here again. Bayom Ashlishi, Bayaret Hamakom Merachok. What does she say? I saw that you had a shiur on that topic. She says, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani. She says, I feel so lonely. Right now. I need you now. Where are you now? You pushed me to that situation. But in Bar Shestel Malchut, you gave me the power to start going. Here I am, standing in front of him. He's hesitating what he should do. And here I am. Now I need a sort of power. I need a sort of, let's say, charisma that I'll have any impact on him. And what do I feel? Azavta Ruach HaKodesh, no Ruach HaKodesh anymore. And she says, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani. And if we are going to the Posuk in Tehillim, Chaf. Chaf Bet, Lamnatzeach al Ayelet HaShachar, Mizmor LeDavid, and Chazal are saying that this Mizmor was said upon Esther, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani. And now listen to this. Rachok Mishuati Divrei Shagati. Rachok. It's far from a distance. I need you now. I need you so much. I need you, Ruach HaKodesh. I need a sort of support. Here I am. I'm going to do something for Klal Yisrael. Everything is dependent on me. I need you. Where are you now? Eli, Eli, lama azavtani. You left me. Rachok mishuati. So far from a distance, I see the Yeshua. And then he says, Elohai, ekra yomam velo ta'ane, velaila velo dumi ali. I'm crying to you. I'm begging you. And you don't answer. Just give me an answer. I need an answer. I need any support. I need any relation. I need any hint. If I would have got it from you, I would have the power to do my mission, but I don't see any hint from you. Everything is so covered. Hester. Hester min HaTorah minayin, asayin Chazal, v'anochi aster astir. There is a sort of remez in the name of Esther that speaks about a cover. Something that is very hidden. Far from a distance. Esther. Vanochi Esther Astir. At that point when she needs Hashem, it seems to be that he is not there. And again, in Pasuk Chav, at the same perek, Ve'ata Hashem al tirchak. Al tirchak. Don't be there from a distance. Eyaluti le'ezrati chusha. My power. Come on, give me some help. Hatzila mi'cherem nafshi. So the sphere goes through the same Nisoyan as all the others. No hint, no smile, not even a word. Not even Ruach HaKodesh, nothing. She has to find the power in herself, not from the outside, but in herself. And maybe this is the explanation of Chayav Inish Libsume Befuria Adelo Yada Ben Arur Aman LeBaruch Mordechai. The Simcha of Purim should be that deep and high, so that you won't be able to see the difference between Arur Aman and Baruch Mordechai. Maybe this is the explanation. We usually looking for a hint for the existence of Hashem by Arur Aman and by Baruch Mordechai. If we see that Aman is Arur, for us that is sort of a sign, that's a sort of a proof. When you are seeing what happened at the end of the story to Aman, so you say, oh, that's good, happy end, like all the other once upon a time stories. The bad guy was hanged, and Mordechai yasa milifnei ha-melech bilvush malchut. It's great. Arur Aman, Baruch Mordechai, and the Tosfos says that as well as we say Arur Aman and Baruch Mordechai, we have to say Brucha Esther Ba'adi, Arura Zeresh Mafchidi, Arurim Kol HaResha'im, Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim. And we finish the Megillah with a smile. But we know that as opposed to the story of the Megillah, we had another story, that the plan was the same plan. Lashmid, Larog, Ulaabed, et kol ha-Yehudim, minar v'ad zaken, taf v'nashim. And as opposed to Megillat Esther, it did not end it by the happy end of Arurim kol ha-Resha'im, Bruchim kol ha-Tzadikim. 60 years ago, there was another end to that same story. What would you say now in terms of Emunah? This is the point where Hashem is from a distance, when the end of the story is not the same as the regular end. Here he is from a distance. Merachok Hashem nirali. And he has so many questions. And here comes Purim and says to us, Adelo yada ben Arur Aman LeBaruch Mordechai. Even though you don't find any difference between Haman and Mordechai, and there is no happy end, that Aman is really Arur and Mordechai is really Baruch, but you have yet the questions. And if we did not have enough questions, we have got 5 more questions the last Shabbos. And then you don't see the real distinction, the real difference between Arur Aman and Baruch Mordechai. But Purim should take you to that point in your soul, in your faith, to that point that is not based on these proofs. It is based on the very individual relations between you and Hashem. Talking to Hashem, asking Hashem all the questions, that's a new sort of emunah. An emunah that's comes and grows from the distance. Merachok. Al tirchak. But he is merachok. Rachok mishuati divrei shagati. And the Gemara says, upon the same Perek in Tehillim, Perek Chavbet, Lam Natsach al Ayelet HaShachar, the Gemara says in Yuma, that Ayelet HaShachar is Esther. And the Gemara says, Ma Ayelet HaShachar, Sof Kol HaLaila, Af Esther, Sof Kol HaNisim. Ayelet HaShachar is the star that appears very close to sunrise. So the Gemara creates a sort of comparison. The same as Ayelet HaShachar, this star, is the end of the night, so Esther is the end of all the Nisim. No Nisim anymore. That's the end. But for me, I have a real question on the Gemara. Usually, night refers to darkness, refers to problems, refers to golos. Day refers to geula. So the comparison is not a good comparison. Ma ayelet hashachar sof halayla, it means it represents and shows us that the night comes to its end in terms of symbols, no more golus anymore, no more suffering anymore, and so on. Apestel sof kol hanisim, no nisim anymore. No, nisim, wait a minute, nisim is the day, isn't it? Nisim is when Hashem reveals himself, isn't it? Yeah, for sure. So the comparison is not a good comparison. Am I clear? I'm looking for those who are saying no. Huh? So it's not a real comparison. Ma Esther sof kol alayla. Ma ayelet hashachar sof kol alayla. The night came to its end. Af Esther sof kol hanisim. The day came to its end because it's the end of the nisim. I want to suggest a new explanation to this more. Megillat Esther is the end of the Nisim. You know why? Because it's the end of basing our Emune on Nisim. Once you go through the night, you need from time to time a sort of a light that will show you the way. Once you come to the day, you don't need any lights that will lighten your way. You know your way already. What Esther is doing to us, she brings us to a new sort of emune. No more emune that is based on nisim, on miracles, on tricks. No! The emune is something very deep. A sort of emune that once you have it, you are taking the day with you. Once the day appears, you don't need any nisim more. You don't need any lights more. That's it. You know your way. Changing a sort of emunah means to come to another way of life. That's the way of life of the day. Sof kol hanisim. We don't need nisim anymore. We see. And that's the message. The message of Esther. The message of Purim. Go into your heart. Go into your personality. Purim is something very deep. Purim is something very connected to our personality, to our two sort of things that are happening inside our souls. That's Purim. So leave all the things from the outside. Aru Aman, Baruch Mordechai, all these are external proofs, are external ideas. Try to talk to yourself. just go to Purim.
You should have a Freilich and Purim, all of you, Be'ezrat Hashem. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should see the day. Kol Tov.
Thank you.